Hundreds of demonstrators crowded into the state capitol on Monday. This time, people were not upset about budget cuts or new laws, but rather a police shooting. Late Friday, a Madison police officer shot and killed a 19-year-old man. As in similar cases that have drawn protests, the officer is white, the young man was black and unarmed. Scores of Madison high school students marched to the state capitol on Monday. Once arriving, they joined with other demonstrators who had gathered, including from UW-Madison. All are upset that Officer Matt Kenny killed 19-year-old Tony Robinson late Friday. According to police reports, the officer was responding to concerns about a young man darting in and out of traffic after attacking someone. The officer confronted and eventually shot Robinson inside an apartment building. Madison's police chief shared the news.
We had a 19-year-old African-American man slain last night. And to his family, and to his friends, and to this community, that is a loss.
Within hours, demonstrators had gathered outside the building, decrying the killing of an unarmed black young man. They held a candlelight vigil Sunday.
What's his name?
Tony Robinson!
When anybody dies in our community and when there's an incident like this, this is not a black issue. This is not a white issue. This is a humanitarian issue.
That's Michael Johnson, head of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County.
Don't pass judgment on this young man. Don't pass judgment on law enforcement officials. The facts will come out.
The State Department of Justice is coordinating the investigation because, according to a new state law, outside agents must review police killings. Madison's police chief says his department is stepping aside.
The Department of Criminal Investigation is the point of investigation. This is completely their oversight. We will only supplement their needs as they request it. And certainly we will not have any sense of an instrumental role in this.
Representatives for the Robinson family said late Monday they believe the investigation will be fair and they urge people to protest peacefully. Marge Petroff, 89.7 WUWM.